moments passed. I was like, we have Chick-fil-A back there. And I was like, you know, the only thing would make that Chick-fil-A better. And I got to look back there and he's just like.
Do you want a DC?
I was coughing. That's why I was touching my chest.
Like, what are we doing, dude?
Heavens, I'm not that white. Good Lord. The credit score would be higher.
You better watch about making that joke. You're going to get in trouble one day.
You're going to piss off a delegation.
You, every time you do that, you get very close to becoming Ashton Kutcher in that movie, man. Where it's like...
You think it's funny?
Yeah. I get very uncomfortable.
Credit scores and bank loans are determined by your race? No. Keep on telling me the humor about that. So how about this one?
Okay.
This is a random. The Young Thug trial.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody's like, no, you're done. You're just done. They're on you, right?
Yeah.
I saw a little clip.
I didn't know anything about that. Let's be clear. And I text you because I was like, I had no idea about any of this. So people that know, know. And so I'm watching. I'm like, this doesn't seem right.
Okay, right.
And I remember I sent it to you, and I figured you would have been paying attention to it, And I was like, and when you explained it to me, I was like, God Almighty.
So, add this one to the conversation. It was a little clip, right? So the guy says, this guy's up on the stands. He's like, they started screaming and throwing up gang signs and blah blah blah, right? Mm-hmm. So the lawyer, he's like, okay, so you make this report. When you made this report, you made it so in the future, the defense and the prosecution can use your report to determine, blah, blah, blah. He's like, is that correct? He's like, yes, mm-hmm. He's on the stands. This is not Young Thug. This is an officer. He said, yeah, that's correct. Right. So he says, he just kind of, asked a couple questions. Right. And then he says, it ends up in this phrase. He says, so which gang signs were he throwing up? And he says, I have no idea. So you can't identify the gang signs, but you just knew they were gang signs.
Oh.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Yeah. They're just gang signs? Yeah. They're doing stuff with their hands that I didn't understand.
And just, like I said, just being a spectator of the trial, I was like, ooh, that's not good.
Yeah.
He just might go home.
Yeah. Listen, I watched a few minutes of the Young Thug thing, and I was like, are they just basically saying all these people
are connected
because they do a certain handshake or a gesture are just connected with you, so you're going to go to jail for anything they've done? I'm like, this is insanity, right? Like, you can't do that. They were like, well, LeBron James does this and all the people he's connected with do this. And the whole Kentucky basketball team last year was doing it literally, this is all for real. Like, and they're like, well,
that's on you. You know what it is?
Huh?
The ultimate contact tracing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Saw, and we're back to Nick.
And we circle.
I'm just sitting here, man.
Right, here we are. We're
now
right
you
back.
See what my problem was with contact tracing, Nikki. Do you realize that that's why I was so angry at you and your father? Because there was never going to be an end to contact tracing. Nikki.
I didn't know there could be a delegation component of this.
Nikki, I was so emotional about contact tracing because I knew the danger of it.
Yeah.
So my kid was in a classroom that was in a school that had another parent of the kid.
Yeah. So I can't go to work? What?
Like, wait a minute. Somebody at Kroger, and I went through their aisle. So now, what are we doing?
I know.
Yeah, point being, Young Thug knew a guy who threw up the same sign as I did.
Wow.
Y'all are connected.
I know.
That is wild. That's wild.
Hey, four bigs went off the board in the first hour. It's 11:15. I'm back. I need a big. Arizona got a big man. Michigan got a big man.
I mean, it's almost like there are bigs out there, though.
John Calipari's about to get a big. He's about to get the Tennessee big, a do.
Every time you see John Calipari get a player, do you celebrate?
There's a piece of me that
8150-93.9 is the number. 3831-93.9 is the text line. How much John Calipari recruiting success do Louisville fans celebrate at this point?
I don't know that I speak for the majority here. I'm not sure I do at all. There's a piece of me that enjoys it, though. Like, there's a piece of me that's like, if they're not going to Louisville, I hope they go to Arkansas. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a little piece of me wants John Calipari to go out there and just be awesome. Now, it's nothing to do with John Calipari. I give a hill of beans about John Calipari. But it's just my dislike for Kentucky that makes you want, in the rivalry, that makes you want to go, ha. He's killing it. It was you. She's doing great now. You were the piece of crap. Not her.
Okay. Because I want to ask you another question before we get back into our hour and a half of these things. The people, how long is it going to take for the crowd that wanted listen, the crowd that listened to the crowd that wanted Calipari gone to start imploding on each other?
That depends on Pope. Uh-huh. That depends on Pope. Because you said it to me yesterday off the air, and I don't know if you care if I bring this. I'm sure you don't.
I don't.
But, like, I was like, man, like, you watching, like, KSR and them, they're, like, really, like, Mark Pope. And I'm like, Jesus, man. Like every guy he gets, like, he's the best kid ever. Oh, my God. Ah! You know?
So much so.
Like, it's really noticeable.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even where you'll say silly things. Like, the airport thing last week. Like, that was silly. Like, you were like, going above and beyond a smooch smooch. Like, oh, man, it's never happened before. You know it has? What are you doing? And the point is and Marcus made the point to me off the air, that I was like, it's true. They will wear the running John Calipari off KSR. Like, they will wear the running John Calipari off if Pope doesn't succeed. People are going to look at them and go, wait a minute. Because, like, James Strebel was very critical of John Calipari. James Strebel also was like, hey, guys, he's still a Hall of Famer now. Let's pump the brakes a little bit. Like, hang on.
You know what? That's a great point. He could the fine balance of having an emotional vent session and still maintaining law and order and sensibility.
Yeah, like, they weren't. And James wasn't getting.
And keep in mind.
Interviews either, quote unquote.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? So they were clearly going after him because of the access.
Yep. There's you can see when it's personal.
Yes.
And you can see when it's.
And James Strebel had every right to be. I hate taking up for James. I don't want to do it much more, honestly. But it was James had every right to be like, screw him. He'll never come on. I don't get access to because of John Calipari. Like, James Strebel made his own. The only person he has is James Strebel to blame for having his own show. Like, he's worked his tail off to get to where he's at. But he's like, he could have easily been like, screw off. And didn't he? But he was still like, no, I'm true Kentucky. Like, this is a dude. Now, I'm not saying, like, he don't like Pope or anything. Mm-hmm. But, like, they will wear that. The fans are going to turn around. If Pope doesn't succeed, and listen, I think Pope will be fine.
Right.
So I'm not. But if he doesn't succeed, they're going to be like, you guys wanted this.
Because it was perfect.
Trust me. We just wore Kenny Payne for 2 years. So I know. Luckily, we have a loving fan base. Yeah,
even with that, it's like, but it wasn't personal.
It wasn't
like,
personal. Yeah, it was.
You know, we made jokes on access. I went to one practice.
Right.
I went to one practice with Matt. I went to one practice with Saturday. Everybody we've ever had, I go to one practice.
Sure.
Because I don't want to even, I don't want to distort the line between access and what I do for the people, what I do in my media world, you know?
Yeah.
I never wanted to distort that line. So. It does tickle me, though, Steve. I think here's the problem. putting that extra fuel on the gas or on the flame when they lost to Oakland.
Yeah.
It's, I think the Louisville fan base did just enough to cause insanity.
Yeah.
Is Pope going to get a new facility?
I don't care. I don't know. I hope not. Because as much as it would be funny for him to do it, I like that. Like, if that British kid, great Obasor or Osabor, leaves that Kentucky visit, I like that he's going to see that for 2 days and then come straight and look at these. And he's going to be like, well, I pointed at the tan connection. For the love of God, keep him away from the tan connection.
Everybody away from the tan connection.
Yeah.
We need a fence around that.
Yeah, that's horrible. Don't bring him anywhere over here, PK. But.
Well, no. Listen.
Oh, Cardinal Town's great.
Cardinal Town's great.
He can see that once he signs. But I like.
You don't even want to see Cardinal Town?
No. No. He's going to be like, there's a security guard walking around. And there's a tan connect.
Let's just say the security guard is not agile.
Yeah. So my thing is, though, is I want to see, I like where we set facilities-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and while it would be funny to kind of, oh, man, you know, he start blaming that.
And just to clean it up, May 1st is the last day to enter the portal.
Yeah.
I said 8th. I don't know if we clean it up.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We didn't. You said 8th, but it is the 1st. Yeah, it is the 1st.
Okay. So you said into the break of the first commercial, you said, or the last commercial, you said, we're not far away, but we got work to do.
Well, I think the way I said it was, we need a lot, but we're not far away from getting what we need.
Elaborate a bit.
Okay. In theory, where we sit right now, flat out, it would not cut it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, not cut it. What for? What expectations? Without a number. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, just the standard.
Yeah, it's not.
You know, if you'll let me use that.
Yeah, level roster yet.
But it is if it was 8 deep. You get what I'm saying? Like. The 8 I have are I'll put up against about anybody, okay? But what I need is a big need. It's a front court, basically. But 2 yeses can turn me into a top 25 team. So while it feels like I'm far away, because there's a lot I still need, it takes one swipe of a Twitter to see, oh, that kid's committed to change. Like, what if you got
one center?
What if you got on your Twitter today? Let me ask you as a fan listening. What if you got on Twitter today and saw that Jaden Quayne's committed? How much would your nerves go, oh? You know what I'm saying? What if.
Stop.
Yeah.
Right there.
Okay.
Not as much as if Obasor.
Sure.
An adult center.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah, just
No. I was just saying him, because actually my next thing was going to be, or if great Obasor comes to Louisville, ends up making that visit, and commits, you would go, oh,
yeah, one God. Adult center.
What if they both said yes this week?
Stop dragging Quayton into this.
Well, I'm just saying.
You're ruining it.
Yeah, I agree.
You're ruining it
for
me.
What if Norchad Omier was an option from Miami and we didn't know it? You get what I'm saying? Yep. Like, again, you're far away because you need a front court, essentially, outside of James Scott. Well, you know what? And we just absolutely look over Abubakar sometimes, and he was one of my favorite guys. He's going to do some damage in the front court.
He's going to be a power forward.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay.
Make sure you do that.
Yeah.
Because my next one was, if you add an adult center,
yeah,
you already are power forwarded out. You got guys that are wing forwards.
Yes.
So, good one center, great two.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And then you say, okay, I'm now adding a couple pieces. Now again, maybe you don't add
all the pieces front court that you need.
No, I don't think so. That's what I was going to say. I mean, maybe you add like a Wesley Yates who visited here. Maybe you add that in the coming weeks. You know,
is Johnson a point guard?
R. Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no, I don't think we have a guy.
A combo.
Have we landed a guy that you don't think can play multiple positions? I don't think we have.
Right. So
in the backcourt.
Okay, yeah. What's your comfort level of Johnson being in the game?
I think right now I'm probably starting Chucky, Hadley, and Johnson, right?
I won't even get an opinion.
I'm just crap shooting there. But okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm probably starting them at my 1, 2, and 3 right now.
Okay. But then you'd have to really get 2 center. You know, like.
Well, I think so. Because I think is what you want ideally is another power forward. You've got 5 spots left. I think you want another power forward and probably 2 centers. And that's why I love the Fitzmaurice guy. I was like, man, you know, people were kind of, I'm not really excited about him. And I'm like, guys, he would be an excellent backup center.
When we had Malik. And
of course, he went to Northwestern, if you weren't listening earlier.
If we had Malik and Stephen Enoch, who was our other big? We just rotated those guys.
I don't think, yeah. I mean, there was somebody.
Was there another big?
Akoi for the 1 year. The second year, it was, who was the other? The year we were really good with Jordan and those guys. Who was the other? Was there another center?
No.
I feel like put it this way. If there was, it was nobody that we were.
Yeah.
Aiden. Right?
Aiden went here for that.
Yeah.
Aiden didn't play with Stephen Enoch.
They did. The year we got to number one, it was the Chris Sam and all them were on the team. That was the Super 16. Their freshman year. Yeah. So Aiden was probably the third center.
And we were comfortable with that. Were we comfortable? Or we were?
Oh, yeah. See, that's why I don't even... That's why I hate doing that. Texter's right. Texter's like, you aren't starting Terrence Edwards. I'm like, I forgot we had Terrence Edwards.
You know what?
I'm not.
It's funny.
Thank you, guys.
It's funny you said that. That's exactly why I backed out of that conversation. When you said starters,
yeah.
I was like... I'm not doing that.
Yeah, because I'm like, I didn't even.
Yeah.
I absolutely am starting Terrence Edwards.
Yeah, see, because I started looking at the forward department, and I'm like, we might have a tall forward kind of lineup and not need centers.
Well, I think my point would stand true, though, that, Edwards would absolutely be starting. But, but the point would stand true. Any of those backcourt, I think your 1, 2, and 3 can come out of what we already have.
And here's the other thing, Steve. This is me not panicking on the center, on the 2 center thing, right?
Sure.
Because go look at the composite rebound numbers of everybody on this on as committed. We have an abnormally high number of rebound averages, right?
Yes.
What if I told you Terrence Edwards averages 8.5 rebounds, Abubakar averages 8 rebounds, Hepburn averages, 3.5,
they all have a rebounding number of 3 minimum,
Right. Like, no, these are, if I got a group of guys that really go after the basketball, you're going to end up being one of the better rebounding teams.
Agreed.
No matter what. Better you are at rebounding, the less. I hate doing that, but. Okay, 1.5 centers versus
me
2.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this.
My scale moves closer to 1 more.
Let me ask you this with James Scott, and I've already kind of asked you this, so let me ask the audience too, and Nick. Do we discredit James Scott and Rain Smith just a touch because they came with PK? Like, what if Richard Pitino had got the job or Josh Schertz had got the job to make Nick happy? Then what if they get the job and you get James Scott? And I'm guilty of this, so I'm not really like blaming anybody.
Because listen, what Steve is saying, this is where we ended up in our path.
Yeah.
Of conversation.
Does that make sense though?
I hear what you're saying.
I'm like, look at the dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, use your eyeballs.
Yeah.
That was our company.
Yes. Use your eyeballs. And it makes you go, but I think since they followed him there, it kind of, and again, I'm not talking to people. I'm talking to myself and people.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes you forget with them or you kind of discredit them because it's like, oh, they just followed him. And it's like,
we discredited Edwards just because he committed first.
So quick. Yeah. It's like, I forgot we had him.
There must be something wrong with him.
Yeah.
He
Sun Belt player of the year.
He came here way too easy. Yeah. He came here way too fast. He must have, look, it's one of those things like, you must be insecure.
Yeah. Now, wait, hang on. Let me get this. Let me touch this text real quick. That tells me we won't have a lot of fast break points and a lot of runouts. On the glass offensively. I disagree. Let me tell you why. Go watch Abubakar Traore. He gets a rebound. He turns and he takes off. I think you can still get runouts and fast break transition points with this team because every guy that rebounds guards different ones.
Dribbles.
They're catching and they're turning. You know? I mean, every guy we got right now. Did something happen over there? Oh, no. Was it bad?
Steve.
I'm looking.
There is a pothole in that parking lot.
Oh, no.
And whoever's driving, I want you to look at the guy who gets out of that truck because he's still going to be cussing when he gets out of that truck.
Oh, he hit it hard.
Oh, he went inside of that pothole is deeper than a football. If you put a football inside that pothole,
you wouldn't
know it was there.
Wow.
I saw the whole
truck. Wow. Just looked like
boom, boom. I'm sorry. That's
terrible.
Total train of thought. No. Lost.
No, now I'm locked in now a little bit. I know.
You want to
get out.
Listen, he's backing up because he's going to have to go look at his wheel. He's not confident that he's going to be able to drive this car.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah, the front end is gone. But yeah, they get out and go. I mean, so I think you can still get points in transition.
Yeah.
As opposed to being a Chris Mack style team where it was like everybody crashed the glass, you get the rebound, you know, get it up the court. Oh no, there's a woman in there too. Oh no, she's getting in. Oh, she got out and checked the front.
Did he say, hey, go look and see if the tire's still on there?
Before I even get out, look at this thing, will you just at least just tell me?
Because I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Roger, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Roger.
Hey, man. Thanks. I appreciate y'all having me on. I don't know if y'all remember, or I think it was on your all show that I called in a few weeks ago, and I was nervous about wanting a defensive stopper. Yeah, because, that's we've always prided ourselves on defense.
Sure.
And what brought that to mind for me was I was watching 2013, like the Elite Eight Final Four championship game with Russ and Peyton. Because those guys, they were a menace, you know. And I'm so satisfied now. I think everybody that we've got can play defense. Whether they're stoppers, you know, I don't know yet. But I know they're going to make people nervous. And so, like y'all said, we still need two or three bigs. But what we've got, I think, can play some defense. So I'm content right now. Depends on who we get. I don't know what y'all think about it.
Yeah, no, appreciate it, man.
Let me address what Roger said. And Roger, we're friends, okay, Roger? So don't take this personal. This is a little barbershop banner.
Oh no,
Roger.
No.
Don't talk to me about 2013 backup. Peyton Siva and Russ Smith are literally like if ESPN does a top 10 all-time defensive backcourts, you're gonna have Russ Smith and Peyton Siva in your top 50 years of best defensive backcourts. Don't do this to my current team.
Yeah.
Don't Russ Siva, Peyton Siva. I was going to say Russ Siva. Don't Russ Smith, Peyton Siva, my group.
That's the standard, though. And I'm with it.
That is the minimum.
That's the guys I want.
That is the minimum.
Yeah.
If you can't shut down like Peyton Siva and Russ Smith, you don't belong here.
What are we doing here? I will say I agree with him, though, man. We got every guard we have, Chucky Hepburn, he's one of the most tenacious defenders in the Big Ten this year.
Take it a step further, Steve. Yeah. To Roger's point, or to the point I was trying to make earlier as well. You know what defense, like, people don't appreciate this. But when you say a defensive stopper or a defensive team, when does a defensive possession end? When you get the rebound.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, okay.
When you get the rebound. Yeah. Rebounding is the part of defense that never gets talked about. Yeah. If I got five guys out there who at a previous school averaged five or more rebounds, mm-hmm. that means my possessions are ending with rebounds. It's a lot, you know, like that means I have a squad full of rebounders. How many times have you seen a back-breaking possession because you didn't get the rebound? You played great defense. Everybody's scrambling, everybody's hustling. You're getting in the lanes and the shot goes up. And you don't get the rebound. The instinct of the guys you brought in
yep.
are to go towards the glass when the shot goes up or yeah. to find somebody. It's the only way you average so many. You know, guys that can jump high are not the guys who average all the rebounds.
Yes.
The guys who have intention to collect the ball, the possession of the basketball
yeah.
when it goes up is important to these guys. That's the only way you average five and six and seven and eight rebounds. You have a value of it. So, Roger, I want to say, there's a difference between the harassing Siva, you know, steal defense or sticking five guys out there that all covet the rebound when it goes up for a shot.
Yeah.
So just remember that. Apply these rebounding numbers when you're trying to decide if you're going to have a good rebounding team or not. We got to take our last commercial break. And this is Marcus Maybe 9th round of the bill.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
I would always ask somebody to look up something, and I would simultaneously do it, and they were just stab it so much faster than me or so much cleaner. I'm like,
yeah. Dude, yeah, Safari, man.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And not the Safari at Animal Kingdom. It's a little Disney humor. Safari. Stupid.
So far, he.
Yeah, it was stupid. That was good. I should have went with that.
Get it? So far, he.
Needs to change his internet.
So far, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. Or he does.
Steve. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling fantastic, and let me tell you why. You've heard me talk a little bit about Tri-State Men's Health here. You're going to hear me talk about it. You're going to hear Nick talk about it. You've heard Mark Blankenbaker and James Strebel already talk about it. I went in, I saw him, listen, I told him, I said, look, I'm tired, I'm feeling this, you know. I started taking the testosterone shots. I've taken two now. Already can feel the effects, man. And I'll tell you where I'm feeling mine. And this will be, different people will feel this in different places. I'm sleeping so good now.
Mm.
Which in turn is helping me throughout the day.
Right.
I mean, just, that's been the first immediate spot where I've really felt it. And listen, if you're early, if you need to know, you know, how do I do this? Early to mid 30s, you start losing 2 to 3% of your testosterone a year.
Mm.
Okay, so that's how, you know, it's easy for me to go in there and go, I'm a former athlete.
Yeah.
Testosterone's not my issue. My number was very low.
Okay,
like extremely low, and it was like, oh. Yeah, maybe that is the, you know, maybe that is the problem. So, you know, it happens gradually. And before you know it, you feel like you're just not the same dude anymore. And he told me, it was a very great conversation I had with Dr. Evans in there. And he said, listen, he said, you look like the type of guy, you're probably a, hey, this is just my new normal.
Yeah,
I'm just going to fight through it. And that's kind of where I was. You know, it was just, it was one of those things where, hey, I'm just going to feel tired now. I'm 37. I'm probably just going to feel tired for the rest of my life. And it's like, no, you don't have to do that. You know, if you're a man, you don't have to do that. So you could be feeling it anywhere, man. It could be in your libido, which your sex drive, which is something nobody wants to talk about. But, you know, it's like, hey, maybe you're feeling it there. You know, maybe it's one of those deals and you've noticed that maybe you're putting on weight, less productivity in the gym. You're not seeing the gains like you used to. For me, it was sleep, different ones.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know, where you're like, and that was me. I've been working out. I would come in here and tell Marcus all the time. I would say, I'm still running. I'm doing things. I'm just not, like, I can't lose weight anymore. Like, it just finally hit. Like, I don't know what's going on. It could even be in your emotions, man. And that's something we don't like to talk about. You might be feeling a little down, a little extra sad. You're like, what? Depressed. Like, what? Where is this coming from? It might not be that you necessarily have some kind of problem in life. It might just be you need to get some levels up. So if you got any of these, go to Tri-State Men's Health. Take the low T quiz. It's just a few questions. Just take you a few minutes about it takes around 2 minutes. It's yes or no answers. Schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health. You're going to get a licensed medical provider.
Nikki had the headphones on the microphone.
No, so that sounds about right.
It was reverb.
Yeah, that sounds about right. He would do that. They'll do your lab work right there. You're going to take a blood test. It's going to be real quick. You'll get a licensed medical provider. It's going to review your results. You're going to discuss options with you, make decisions together. Cost of your appointment. Now, here's the thing. Only $99, which includes the medical consult, T and a P.
Touch of stuff in there.
And a PA test.
He was there just messing with our headphones in here. He's got the perfect read going on.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Don't worry about it. We're good here. Yeah, no worries. Cost of the appointment, like I said, is only $99. It includes a medical consult, T, and a PSA test. If you sign up for your testosterone treatment for the day of your appointment, that's going to be free. So it's only $99 already, but it's going to be absolutely free. So get in there. Call them today, 1-800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
Also, look at his face. Look at
yeah.
Listen, people, when you see somebody and they had a look on their face, like puzzled look,
yeah.
I just want to say, look, I don't know what you're going to do.
Like, what? Yeah. Say, look, what happened?
Oh, okay. So, people, again, I want to thank some of our partners. Remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one can have. If you agree with that sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi mini split.
Try doing a read now.
Like the one we use here at the 939 Studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Also, I want to give a special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
I can't hear anything.
I know. That's why I was like, look, Nikki, did Drew turn down our headphones?
Okay.
What was different about the levels when you came back?
They were turned down a little bit. There's a short. Like, hopefully, like, based on what I'm looking at, there's no issues with your on-air microphones.
You know you left your headphones on the microphone in there?
Oh, I did.
Listen.
Well, yeah, I hung them up, but my phone was off.
While I was doing the Tri-State read, like, I could feel the windows vibrating.
Yeah, well, what happened is I have it turned up because there's a short in my volume. This is only my board, only for me. Like, it's not affecting the people out on the airwaves. But just like what I'm hearing, shorts out. So I have to turn it up. And then, of course, when it shorts back in, it blows everyone in the sales.
Well, now Marcus
bullpens,
and I
eardrums
are
out.
Low.
Can't hear each other.
Okay, well, that's
but
not.
But we can hear you.
Okay, wait a minute. Is that better? Talk.
Yes. Yes, much better.
Yeah. I think that got turned down. Yeah. Because it was kind of blowing everyone's eardrums out. So everything got turned down. There you go. Is that better? You guys are good?
Steve, really quick.
That's better.
We're good. Really quick, Steve.
Thank you.
I got a quick decision to make.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay, this is what happened.
Mount Fuji. Oh, sorry. I just assumed that's where you was going.
No, Chick-fil-A.
Sorry.
Steve. I have a little, I hate this as well. Speaking of scary things, I hate getting that, was this you making this purchase?
Ooh.
Bank account freeze.
Yeah.
Very scary thing, right?
Absolutely.
So I get one of those.
Absolutely.
I get one of those, right? Of course, I go to Kroger. Unauthorized.
Oh.
Try it again.
Yeah.
Unauthorized.
Right.
Thank goodness I have my optional petty cash card with me. Why did you eat that? I'm in the middle of talking to you. We're trying to close out. You already had a snack during the break. They saw you on YouTube eating during the break, and you could not hold off. It's literally 3 minutes left of the show, and you couldn't hold off.
You and Drew ruined my Tri-State read, and I'm just.
You've been recovering since. So, Steve, unauthorized, right? And I'm not happy about that, but I do remember getting that text message that I kind of just ignored. And I was like, oh, darn it. So Steve,
like it.
I go to the bank Saturday morning. I'm like, I'll give me a new card, right?
Sure.
So they are like, no, we can't do that. And it's like, no, you have to call this number. You have to call to the main branch.
Squeeze me?
Yeah. We can't. You already unauthorized my card. You've already embarrassed me twice.
Yeah. I'm out here in these streets.
You just decided.
Hey, man. Marcus Maven, he was at Kroger, man.
Double
his car
decline.
Wouldn't work.
Actually, triple, because I went to the liquor store afterwards. Oh. And I was like, let me just try this one more time.
God, I'm sorry.
So.
Okay, his card don't work.
triple declined, right? Huh? Go to the bank. They say, well, you got to call this number. You got to make sure. Fraud prevention, all this.
A lot of stuff going on. Yeah.
Okay. So now, Steve. They say, okay, we get everything clear. And they said, now we'll cut your card back on. But part of me just says, I want a new card. Because wait, not just yet. Jeez. You know, people are listening to this story and they're invested now, right?
I know, but
can you imagine if you just play out? I'm not going to
the first hour, no, you shamed no, me just, for not playing out automatically.
Pop's here, so he's got to get out of here.
Just play it out.
Yeah, look, he's got to be done with our show.
I'm not going to tell the rest of the story.
No, I don't. Finish your story. No, I'm sorry.
I'm eating my sandwich.
The story's over.
No,
as always, 8150-939 is always the number. 3831-939 is always the text line. Normally, the YouTube channel's made for the bill. In my mind, I had already canceled the card, and I thought about all those subscriptions that I forgot about. Should I get a new card? Because now I can go get it canceled.
Yeah. Nick just sucked the life out of the show. I'm just...
Elaborate, Steve.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I did.
I'm eating now.
I'm checked out. I'm officially checked out. 939 DeVille.